My name's Jan Turkle, and I'd like to welcome you to our facelift webinar. Both men and women choose facelifts for a variety of reasons, but primarily to improve the visible signs of aging in the face and the neck. They're the sixth most popular surgery cosmetic procedure in the United States in 2015, and according to the American Society of Plastic Surgeons, over 125,000 facelifts were performed that year. As I've said before, I think the ASPS statistics are great, but they are self-reported from practices, and I am certain there's lots of practices that don't report, so I have a feeling these are underreported numbers. I'm sure that's quite a bit more facelifts out there than that. The visible signs of aging that kind of tend to move a lot of us to consider facelift are sagging in the mid-face, deep creases in the lower lids, deep creases from the nose to the corners of the mouth, appearance of jowls, and laxity along the jawline and neckline. Those are reasons that most people come seeking facelift. The traditional facelift tightens the underlying structures, removes the excess skin, and kind of helps to eliminate the creases. A mini or limited facelift is primarily just located in the lower cheek and lid area, not going to do a whole lot for the neck. The neck lift will not do that much for the jowls. It actually just lifts primarily the neck area. And then, of course, there's a lot of non-surgical options with fillers, ultrasounds, lasers, etc., that we can explore here in a little bit. There's a lot of marketing terms out there. Quick lift and weekend lift are versions of a mini facelift, and some of those are trademark names. Thread lift, feather lift, silhouette, soft, contour thread lift, insta lift, lifestyle lift, many of those are no longer available. Some of those companies have gone out of business. Long-term studies on a lot of these didn't necessarily show that they lasted quite as long. Some of them attempted to do things with putting in barbed sutures and kind of trying to hike those up, and some of those didn't want to hold. Many of these were skin only, and well, some of them I think served a purpose. Many of them are no longer performed in our country. And then, of course, vampire facelift is really not a facelift at all. It's just basically taking platelet-rich plasma and placing it over areas that have been treated with microneedling. So again, sometimes the names are a little misleading. On a facelift, a traditional facelift is either in the temple or in front of the little sideburn, in front and behind the ear, and then oftentimes back into the posterior hairline. Limited facelift is just kind of, again, usually just kind of in front of the ear, primarily focusing on the cheek. And then a neck lift oftentimes has no incision in front of the ear. It's all kind of located behind the ear and back into the hairline, and then maybe in the chin. Areas are also a lot of times treated with the facelift with liposuction, sometimes ancillary treatments such as brow lift, eyelid surgery, chin implants, cheek implants, fat transfers, fillers, and laser resurfacing are sometimes also performed along with a facelift. The ideal candidate is somebody that's basically healthy. There's no particular age limit as long as somebody is a good candidate for an anesthetic. Non-smoking is critical because when you're lifting skin up off the face, if nicotine's involved, oftentimes the skin will not fare well and may actually lose a blood supply and actually have pieces of skin want to die. And then I think, of course, realistic goals is very important. Considerations like all of the surgeries, you know, anesthesia is something that as long as one's healthy, you know, generally that is a very low-risk process. Certainly we want to stop anything that thins blood. We want to do everything we can to prevent infection. We want to minimize the scarring. The hair loss at the incisional sites is pretty rare, and everybody gets some numbness temporarily. Recovery is important to keep the head elevated about 45 degrees for at least the first 5 to 7 days. That helps to reduce swelling and bruising. Everybody needs to get up and get moving, you know, walking at, you know, a casual pace for the first couple of weeks, trying to avoid cardio so that we don't end up creating bleeding. Most people can be back to work in 10 to 14 days. Sometimes it might require a little bit of makeup or a scarf or a turtleneck if there's some residual bruises in the neck. Most bruising resolves in that 10 to 14 days, but you know, some people hang on to it a little longer. It takes most people about 6 weeks to several months for most of the swelling to go away. And at 6 weeks, most people probably don't perceive themselves as being terribly swollen, but if you look at the six-week picture compared to the six-month picture, there definitely is some improvement. And again, it takes incisions anywhere from 6 to 12 months to mature, lose their color, and soften. The idea of a facelift should give a refreshed, relaxed, and younger-looking version of yourself. It's not really ever intended to make you look like somebody you never were. This is an example of a mini facelift and some eyelid surgery, and it's really pretty astonishing. This is 1 day, 4 days, and 1 week post-surgery, and you can see there's a little bit of bruising, you know, from the eyelid, and maybe just a little bit of residual here down in the neck. But it's pretty amazing with a week out how good somebody can look, and it wouldn't take much in the way of a little bit of concealer to hide what little bit of bruising is there. So again, you can see it's a fairly fast turnaround. The incision was just right here and basically right there in front of the ear and just a little tiny bit in the sideburn. And again, in a few weeks, that'll be very difficult to identify. Another example of a mini facelift in a young person, and you can see, you know, how it kind of helped to elevate the cheek, tighten the jawline, that little bit of tissue under the neck, and just kind of gave her an uplifted, more youthful appearance. This is more of a full facelift. As you see, this young lady has a little bit more tissue in the neck, where a mini facelift would probably not get rid of enough of that. But with a full facelift, I think you can see how it took her jawline, which had become a little bit more square, to more of an oval. And it gave a nice appearance to the chin and neckline. You see she had more of an obtuse angle here, and we kind of turned it into more of an acute angle with removing some of the excess tissue there. Another example of facelift with upper and lower eyelids. And facelift after some weight loss where there was just a lot of excess skin. And I think you can appreciate, you know, a nice change in the shape of the face overall and improvement in the neck and the jawline. And again, another example of a mini facelift. Very minimal in the way of incision. And this is actually quite early. I think this is within the first few weeks post-op. So still probably a little bit of swelling, but really gave just a nice rejuvenated look. This is upper and lower eyelids with a facelift. And you can appreciate, you know, even in a very young person, you might say, well, she really doesn't need a facelift, but I think you can appreciate how it's kind of improved the neck and the jawline and kind of restored a more oval appearance to the face. And even though this lady has not lost any weight, I think just tightening the skin in the face and the jawline kind of gives the impression that she has, but it's just actually just removing some of the tissue excess. And this young lady had a brow lift where you can see, you know, there's definitely some hooding of the eyelids, but there's also a contribution of the brow. And by elevating the brow, and you can see it on the side view very nicely, how the brow is kind of right here and how that's been elevated. That gives an overall very nice improvement, definitely reduced the appearance of aging. Men and women both benefit. As you can see, this gentleman had quite a bit of excess tissue in the neckline, and that really helped to elevate that and make that look nice. And I think you can appreciate here a nice improvement in the neck and the jawline. And with that, I will conclude. I think, suffice it to say, a facelift is something that can definitely help overall the appearance of neck, jaw, and cheeks. I think oftentimes combined with other modalities such as laser to reduce some of the fine lines and wrinkles, or even filler sometimes to enhance and make a little fuller cheek, or, you know, other things that can be added to it, such as eyelid surgery, etc., can make a very impactful difference. So again, I'd like to thank you for your very kind attention. If you have any further questions or concerns, feel free to email us at drturkle@turklemd.com. Have a great day.